sure you get this question a lot, but tell us about the origin of this story.
No, I think it's a good question. I mean, the whole idea of this movie is the origin of the movie, that we really wanted to try and tell a story that we'd never heard before, that would be entertaining and exciting, movie fair for the, you know, Friday night, but that had an idea that was relatable to our experience in the world of now, and that was fresh and original. We feel like every weekend we go see movies, my filmmaking partner and I, that are good movies, but they're films that, you know, are new packages of old stories that we've seen, and that's a fine way to make a certain kind of movie. But, you know, I also, and so did my partner, grew up loving movies like Dr. Strangelove that told truly stories that I'd never heard before and that were big and epic and fun. So we wanted to try and make something like that, like that in the sense that it's original and relatable. And we thought, okay, well, what's the, you know, the biggest thing that defines our world today? Marketing. And therein we saw that, you know, he and I both had a wealth of experience to draw upon from the world of marketing, because we work in the world of marketing, and we've actually worked together in the world of marketing in Russia for many years, and that was a particularly interesting kind of Wild West approach to marketing, where you had, you know, all kinds of different, you know, CIA conspiracies with marketing executives who doubled as CIA agents and mafiosos and all kinds of stuff running around, because the Russia of the 90s is a pretty wild place. Yeah. So you know, we drew upon all of our experience to try and create these very unique villains from the corporate syndicate world that we'd never seen before, and hopefully a story that is compelling.
From the trailers, it's definitely a darker film. Is this something where it's supposed to be sort of our potential future, or is it just an alternative universe? Like, how would you kind of describe that's the setting of it?
Oh, no, we think of it as, you know, telling the truth about the world the way it is right now.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, our art director that we hired to create these creatures has certain powers that we don't. He actually can see the creatures. Mm-hmm. He's a crazy Russian guy who, you know, has done some amazing films, and he, you know, channeled them and drew them all out for us. And we think they're there, and, you know, this world is the way it is. I can tell you that, you know, we're not creative enough to make this shit up. I mean, like, the kind of stuff, conspiracy-wise, that are in this film is real stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, stuff that we've either experienced firsthand or that we've, you know, read about from reliable sources or heard about from reliable sources. Because you can't make up the truth. The truth's always a better source than anything a guy like me can write.
Wow. Have you seen the movie They Live?
Yeah, sure.
Is that somehow, did you draw inspiration from that? Since there's obviously a similarity a little bit into how that works.
Well, I mean, I think we drew from a host of films, and there would be no way to not draw from a movie like They Live, which I think was a great film in its day. You know, great in the sense that it, you know, portrayed a certain kind of media manipulation with a wonderful metaphor for it. But that media manipulation, I think, was based on a certain kind of idea of us versus them, corporations versus, you know, versus us, wherein subliminal advertising controlled us and we were lambs to the slaughter. And I don't think that's the way that marketing works today. I think we're very complicit in this system. The YouTube generation, in which we're all creating our own brands basically as ourselves, and we're all sharing and virally spreading the word of advertisers, because we are essentially the word of advertisers these days, is a different kind of system. And it makes for a different kind of conspiracy movie, makes for a different kind of sci-fi thriller. So that, you know, that's one thing. And I think that They Live is also a very interesting idea that aliens control the world, but I can tell you that at the bottom of the rabbit hole that our guy goes through in this film, as he unravels the layers of this conspiracy and is destroyed by the conspiracy, there's something much more sinister and much more unexpected going on than alien control.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about They Live. Had a very interesting premise, but it didn't go too far with it. You know, it kept it pretty simple.
Right.
It was more of an action kind of film. And so, you know, to see something like that potentially where it's a much more deeper version of that with much more layers and stuff is kind of what really drew me to this whole thing and being interested in it.
So, yeah, no, I mean, I think us as well. I mean, ultimately, we wouldn't have made the film again if we had felt like that space of the film had already been kind of taken. Because the whole point of the thing, I truly mean it, was to try and write something that we hadn't seen before. Right. So we actually went back and made sure we watched all the films like They Live and thought, well, does that really cover the topic? Well, no, not really anymore these days. So, yeah, but our film has, you know, brutal and fascinating ancient rituals that are mysterious that the character has to undergo in order to find powers that people aren't aware they actually have, that he uses as weapons to fight the conspiracy. It has, you know, mythologies that originate in the Soviet Union mind control and control over your desires. You'll find ultimately that the actual origin of marketing has its roots in a very unexpected place in the Soviet Union. So it has a lot of different layers to it.
Definitely. So we are a viral marketing site. You cover viral marketing. So of course we've been very drawn to you guys' viral marketing, and with the QR codes that are in the trailer, we actually found all the different numbers within the original QR code, so you could see all the different things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't sure if that was supposed to be already figured out, but someone actually gave it to us. So I've looked at all of them, and we posted a few of them, and it's pretty impressive the amount of content that was created for this. And is that something that is actually part of the film as well, like deeply, or is it just something that you guys did specifically for this viral marketing effort?
Well, are the QR codes themselves in the film? Not necessarily, no, not really. But I mean, like, the layered notion of meanings inside meanings and the labyrinth of it all is, I think, the heart of the film.
So when, like, there's some content on there, for instance, there's, I don't know if you would call them posters or just promotional images of these fake companies with people on them and...
That stuff is just, as much of that is in the film.
Yeah. And it's definitely, without them really saying it, you definitely see this trend of everyone is overweight.
Oh yes, and that plays a huge role in the plot.
And that's what I was wondering. Is that something with this idea of complicity and being overweight and then trying to make people kind of appreciate that body shape now?
Oh yes,
for a particular reason.
Oh yeah, yes. Now you'll find there's a huge the crux of one of the conspiracies in the film hinges upon. Upon obesity and sculpting the human body in order to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a...
Yeah, I mean, and it's really great generated content. I mean, like I said, the promotional images, there's some commercials and things like that. It's really well designed. Is that something, you know, what kind of made you guys want to go that way with your campaigning for the movie?
Well, again, I feel like the style of a movie ought to be emblematic of the content of the movie. And I feel the same way with advertising, because I honestly feel like the work of art is the work plus the packaging. I think they go together. And I think the packaging of the film ought to be emblematic of the content of the film. So, you know, the message of our film is this labyrinthine, you know, dark, mind-bending journey of layered truth within truth within truth and all this kind of stuff. So that we wanted to make, we wanted the experience of the campaign to mirror the experience of the movie for those who wanted to do the extra work to discover it if they wanted to. Because there's that aspect that, you know, that really is at the heart of the film, that there's just layers inside layers that you can discover that open up more and more meanings inside the film. It's a whole universe that the film really has created.
Yeah, you definitely get a sense of that with the amount of content that's on there, with the different, like you said, the commercials and everything. You kind of get this over-encompassing idea of a little bit, which is kind of nice. You kind of already have that in your mind a little bit of where maybe this thing is going, at least initially, and where everything already is. And I find that's really, I think, great to do with the viral campaign.
Oh yeah, I think movies that kind of build a universe are really the most compelling kinds of movies to me. And it's fun to be able to play that universe and be a part of that universe in preparation for the movie coming out and afterwards, too. You know, we've thought of the movie, you know, as existing in that kind of temporal space, that there's hopefully a viral component to it that lives on even after the movie comes out and that we'll continue to do stuff with.
Well, I guess that brings another question of... Without obviously knowing how the movie ends, are there more stories to tell with this concept?
I think so, yeah. I think it's, it really is kind of a whole universe, and the end of our story is frankly the start of another story that's also pretty epic, and a whole other battle with a whole different kind of, whole different kind of monster, as it were.
Is that something that you guys would be interested in exploring if this does well?
Absolutely.
This is obviously you guys' first film, or you know, first major picture. What were some of the struggles that went with that?
I think, you know, the whole thing was a real labor of love. It was extremely challenging. To make the creatures the way we wanted them took an unbelievable amount of time and energy. Because we were trying to make creatures that were not gothic, in you know, of a non-gothic tradition. And ultimately, every time I think you get out of one kind of language and try and create a different kind of language or say something in a different way than you're used to saying it, on some level, the hardest kind of, or the longest sort of, most difficult process sort of stuff to do, because it's so much trial and error, and there's so much that goes into it. So, you know, the creation of the creatures was really arduous, and ultimately we're very excited with what we came up with, because, you know, I think it's extremely creepy stuff. It's creepy in the sense I've never seen anything like it before, and there's some kind of profound kind of anxiety about the creatures that they convey, I think, that you don't get from the gothic, you know, kind of guys who traditionally do their sentient being kind of stuff to you. These guys get you in a very different way.
And they're very unique, yeah. And that's just from the trailers, you can already tell that there's a very unique vision for them, and it's definitely disturbing.
Well, yeah, and, you know, disturbing is exactly the word we were hoping for, because there's something very disturbing about the world we live in today, and it's very unique, the world that we live in today. You know, advertising is beautiful and seductive and, you know, has a real dynamic quality to it. But it's, you know, these logos and whatnot look kind of like Man of War on the beach. They have, you know, this like beautiful kind of quality that makes you want to go up and really see them close, but you're also really very afraid to do that because you know they can, you know, there's something about them that just says that they can hurt you. And you're not exactly sure why or how. I think it can be the kind of thing that can, you know, be our biggest struggle, frankly, is you know, these are creatures that are so different. It might be, you know, hopefully there'll be an audience for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Did you guys have earlier designs or anything that for them, or was that how it is now is pretty much when they designed it was originally how it was?
The design process went through several different, you know, stages and transitions as we figured out exactly, you know, the functionality of the creatures, but there was always this vision of their, you know, at least what I would call their colorful, you know, almost Zemeckis kind of colorful, kind of beautiful quality, you know, to them, and hopefully they're kind of, you know, Man of War kind of, you know, disturbing anxiety. But yeah, I mean, we definitely redesigned them and redesigned them on a very specific level. We hired a guy named Yuri Harikov, a Russian guy who has the power really to see these things, to draw them for us. So he, you know, he drew them.
Do you guys think you'd release some of the earlier concept designs at all?
Yeah, there might be some plans with some QR codes on them in the future for that kind of thing.
That'd be really cool.